"Is it really for love he's going to marry you?" she asked. I was so hurt by her coldness and scepticism that the tears rose to my eyes. "I'm sorry to grieve you," pursued the widow, "but you're so young and so little acquainted with men, I wish to put you on your guard. It is an old saying that all is not gold that glitters, and in this case I do fear there will be something found to be different to what either you or I expect." "Why? Am I a monster?" I said. "Is it impossible that Mr. Rochester should have a sincere affection for me?" "No, you're very well and much improved of late, and Mr. Rochester, I dare say, is fond of you. I have always noticed that you were a sort of pet of his. There are times when, for your sake, I have been a little uneasy at his marked preference, and have wished to put you on your guard, but I did not like to suggest even the possibility of wrong. I knew such an idea would shock, perhaps offend you, and you were so discreet and so thoroughly modest and sensible, I hoped you might be trusted to protect yourself. Last night, I cannot tell you what I suffered when I sought all over the house and could find you nowhere, nor the master either, and then at 12 o'clock saw you come in with him.